Learn more.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jim Taylor. Kansas legislators gave final approval Monday to a bill that would make it easier to pursue criminal charges or file lawsuits over childhood sexual abuse years after the abuse occurred. The House approved the measure 120-0. It goes to Governor Laura Kelly because the Senate approved it last week. Abuse survivors have been pushing for changes in the wake of reports of abuse by clergy across the U.S. And a murder suspect was involved in a standoff with law enforcement authorities in Dodge City.
Armando Campos was wanted for a fatal stabbing in Garden City, was considered armed. The standoff ended early Monday morning when Campos died of a self-inflicted gunshot. Police have confirmed that there is no longer any threat to residents. The stabbing incident occurred last week when officers found 63-year-old Julia Landros deceased inside her home in Garden City. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the...
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy. And I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing care right here at home. Every member of the Kansas legislature came together to unanimously pass a bill designed to give victims of child sexual abuse additional legal protections in a rare show of complete bipartisan support on Monday. The Kansas House voted to pass Senate Bill 317 with a vote of 120-0, and it had received similar support in the Senate with a vote of 40-0 earlier in the year. The bill will now move to Governor Kelly's desk for final approval. SB 317 will amend current state law in dealing with cases of child sexual abuse and includes new protections for survivors of this kind of abuse, including an extension of the amount of time that victims would be able to seek recovery of damages. The fiscal note for SB 317 says that the bill would change current state law to eliminate the time period within which notice of claims for recovery of damages against a governmental entity from childhood sexual abuse must be filed. It would also allow prosecution of crimes listed within the bill to be commenced at any time. SB 317 was first introduced to the Kansas legislature in the 2023 session on Thursday, March 16th. It was originally sponsored by the Committee on Federal and State Affairs and introduced by Republican Senator Mike Thompson. In a Kansas State House committee room on Monday, House and Senate lawmakers tried figuring out how much you'll have to pay in taxes next year. Representative Adam Smith, the House Taxation Chair, said he thinks they've got a lot of good tax policy in front of them, and as they deal with the House Tax Committee, it's ultimately probably going to boil down to what the overall fiscal impact of the aggregate tax cuts are. All session long, Republicans have been pushing to change the state's income tax from a tiered system to a single rate flat income tax. The Senate passed a bill making it 4.25%, and the House is at 5.25%. The talks on Monday started between the two chambers on a compromise bill. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are looking to cut taxes while not putting any long-term revenue in danger, even as the state has a record surplus. Some say this tax bill will need to end closer to the House version than the Senate version, or else Governor Kelly could veto it. Because, as it's written, the Senate bill would cut too much revenue, while the House bill gives her a lot of what she wants in terms of sales tax elimination quicker. The Kansas Department of Transportation and law enforcement agencies across the state are teaming up in support of the national You Drive, You Text, You Pay campaign to bring attention to and to enforce texting and distracted driving laws. In conjunction with heightened distracted driving law enforcement that began on April 3rd and will run through April 9th, the Kansas Department of Transportation will roll out a statewide marketing initiative around the You Drive, You Text, You Pay campaign as promoted by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. The Kansas Department of Transportation's You Drive, You Text, You Pay safety messaging will primarily target drivers aged 18 to 34. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration research shows that this age group represents the most distracted drivers, often because of cell phone use. They also reported that more than 32,000 people died in distraction-affected crashes from 2011 to 2020, and in 2020, 3,142 deaths were linked to driver distraction, representing 8% of all motor vehicle crash fatalities. Acting Secretary of Transportation Calvin Reed stated that you need to set a good example and put your phone away when you get behind the wheel. And if you're riding with someone who's texting and driving, don't hesitate to speak up. Remember the You Drive, You Text, You Pay safety campaign? And for more information, you can visit nhtsa.gov/campaign/distracted-driving. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The team at Norton County Hospital is proud to care for patients of all ages. Whether you need a well child checkup for your little one, an annual wellness exam as a young adult, or assistance managing chronic care needs in your later years, know that Norton's practitioners are available to care and assist. Five doctors and five advanced practice providers work in the clinic and hospital settings to bring Norton area citizens the excellent care they deserve. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic are committed to an exceptional staff and patient experience in helping you feel your best at any stage of life.
With an emphasis on student safety and to combat underage vaping, Hayes High School has installed vape detectors within its building. Hayes High School installed its new form of security a few weeks ago, and the vape detectors are designed to alert staff when vaping takes place near them. Hayes High School principal Sean Henderson said even though vaping at the school isn't widespread, having the detectors helps to prevent the bigger problem. He said they just wanted to be proactive and preventative because it's about the health and wellness, and it's about helping kids resist those choices that are destructive. Henderson said getting student support was important, as he wants to help students make better life decisions, and that's the core reason why the high school now has vape detectors. He added that they're trying to give students a reason to not make the decision to do such things as vape, and trying to give them one more reason to say no. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Friday, March 31st, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The commission reviewed the vouchers and payroll for the month of March 2023, and upon review, the vouchers and payroll were approved. County Attorney Melissa Schoen reviewed the vouchers and payroll on March 30th of 2023. Ted White with Norton County Solid Waste presented a couple of bids to the commission for the Phase 2 cell extension, and after review, a motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the bid from Whitney Construction in the amount of $7,980, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. Ted then spoke about the well testing and new requirements from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. GeoCore, whom the county has used for several years, will no longer be able to provide the service, as the testing now required from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment will also need to be done using the low-flow method. Ted stated that he obtained two bids from firms that will be able to provide the service using the new testing method. And after review, the commission agreed that Milco Environmental Services Incorporated of Colby provided the best options. Commissioner Thompson moved to sign the contract with Milco Environmental Services with a second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. A repair maintenance was discussed regarding the Cat compactor, and Ted stated that the front drive on the compactor was having issues, so Foley is attempting to locate used parts to assist with the cost. Two tax abatements were presented to the commission for signature. Statement 2023-12 was presented for property that was sold. However, the owner failed to report it. An abatement was signed for $12. Tax abatement 2023-13 was presented for property that was sold, however, was not removed from the files, and the commission approved the abatement in the amount of $5.76. The commission discussed a proposed change to the work schedule during the holiday week. The proposal was reviewed and a decision was made by the employment law attorney to make an additional change before adoption. The county commission discussed the next commission meeting and scheduling. The next commission meeting was to be held today, Tuesday, April 4th at 9 a.m. And with no business before the board, the meeting was adjourned until April 4th. The Midwest Classic Nationals 2023 results for the Norton Wrestling Club includes for boys 6 and under 55, Loudon Miller. Boys 8 and under 58, Jonathan Flores Jr. placed 3rd and scored 17 team points. Boys 8 and under 70, Cohen Miller placed 5th and scored 18 points. Boys 10 and under 90, Declan Miller. Boys 12 and under 100, Weston Green placed 7th and scored 16 points. Boys 12 and under 105, Ethan Bailey placed 5th. Boys 12 and under 110, Luke Clydesdale placed 1st and scored 24 team points. Boys 12 and under 120, Ty Braun placed 2nd and scored 11.5 team points. Girls MS 6-8, 103-113, Caden Flores placed 6th and scored 10.5 team points. Boys 15 and under 90, Caleb Kieswetter placed 1st and scored 4.5 team points. Boys 15 and under 120, Derek Clydesdale scored 2 team points. Boys 15 and under 132, Jayton Weigel placed 4th and scored 17 team points. Boys 15 and under 215, Colton Stover placed 2nd and scored 20 team points. And girls HS 9 through 12, 115 to 124, McKenna Kieswetter. Funeral services for Maris Brooks, 98 of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. this Saturday, April 8th, at the United Methodist Church in Clayton. Interment will follow at the Clayton Cemetery. Visitation will be from 1 to 7 p.m. Friday, April 7th at the funeral home, with the family greeting friends from 5 to 7 p.m. Memorial contributions may be made to the Clayton United Methodist Church or Clayton Cemetery and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Sheer Creations Salon is eager to cheer for the Decatur Red Devils spring sports teams. The boys and girls' talent, drive, and determination are sure to make them victorious at upcoming sporting events. Good luck, athletes, and thank you to the coaches for their time and dedication from Sheer Creations Salon in Oberlin. Coombs Trucking is proud of the dedication, sportsmanship, and team spirit of the Phillipsburg Panthers spring sports teams. The guys and girls have what it takes to be winners. From your fans at Coombs Trucking in Phillipsburg, we haul all over, so give us a call at 785-543-2759.
Have fun with a team that is more than a tire store, and it won't even seem like work. Kansas Land Tire in Norton has an immediate opening for a service truck operator and general service person. You must have a valid driver's license, and the job comes with competitive wages, 401k, insurance, and uniforms. Experience is preferred but not necessary, and Kansas Land is willing to train you. Please apply at 11101 Road E1 in Norton or call 877-5181. Kansas Land Tire is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. Now, Senator John Thune and 40 colleagues reintroduced legislation to permanently repeal the federal estate tax. The Death Tax Repeal Act would end a tax that hits family-run farms, ranches, and businesses hard after the owner's death. Agriculture is the backbone of the rural American economy, Thune says. Family-owned farms and ranches often bear the brunt of this tax, which makes it difficult and costly to pass these businesses down to the future generations. Todd Wilkinson, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says no cattle producer should ever be forced to sell their family's farm or ranch to pay a tax bill due to the death of a family member. Repealing the death tax is a common sense way to keep the farm or ranch in the family, Wilkinson says. As a land-based capital incentive industry, most cattle families are asset rich and cash poor, with few options to pay tax liabilities. A new study shows a record value of beef and pork exports brought significant returns to America's corn and soybean industries in 2022. The independent study done by World Perspectives and commissioned by the U.S. Meat Export Federation says America's beef and pork exports contributed to an estimated total economic impact of 15% per bushel of corn and 13% per bushel for soybeans. Beef and pork exports accounted for 503.4 million bushels of U.S. corn usage, which equates to a market value of $3.4 billion. Pork exports account for 89.7 million bushels of U.S. soybean usage, which equated to a market value of $1.33 billion. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Your farm, your way. That's how it should be for all decisions on your operation, including carbon farming. With more qualifying practices, Carbon by Indigo gives you the flexibility to generate carbon credit income in ways that work best for your farm. Right now is the best time to enroll in Carbon by Indigo and maximize your credit income potential. Sign up by May 1st to generate carbon credits for qualifying practice changes you've made dating back to Harvest 2021. Carbon by Indigo is partnering with ag businesses to help farmers create a carbon farming plan and generate credits. Visit indigoag.com/local to see if an ag business partner you currently work with can help you enroll in Carbon by Indigo. Farmers have received nearly $5 million in payments for their carbon credit production since our program began. Visit indigoag.com/local to enroll by May 1st and maximize your carbon payment potential. Terms and conditions apply. See program agreement.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Strong low pressure getting together just off to our west, and that'll be bringing us gusty wind to Kansas through tomorrow, but not much rainfall. Few thunderstorms or showers will be possible briefly in our eastern counties overnight, but the rest of our state stays dry. Very warm daytime highs just about statewide today, except for the western counties where a cold front is moving in. For the eastern and central areas, way above average daytime highs. Once the cold front sweeps in tonight, temperatures will be about 20 to 30 degrees cooler tomorrow. On the map, heading into the afternoon, a warm front has moved north of Kansas, so we have very warm air flowing in from the southern plains, taking us into the 70s and 80s in our eastern and central counties. Low pressure is edging into western Kansas today, along with a cold front. Most of the moist air is staying north and west of this system, which means low rain chances for our state. What we will get is gusty wind and fire weather conditions through today for most areas, with low relative humidity and the warm temperatures and gusty wind. The cold front is moving into our western counties, so it'll be cooler there this afternoon. Showers and thunderstorms for the far eastern counties this evening, then a strong cold front will move through overnight. Very gusty wind, and then looking at tomorrow, we're back to sunshine, but it will stay windy and much cooler statewide. A little bit warmer and fair Thursday and Friday. This afternoon in the northwestern counties, mid-50s to low 60s, we're in the upper teens overnight. Upper 60s to upper 70s in the north-central areas. Tonight, we're in the upper 20s. Mid-80s northeast and low to mid-30s overnight. Mid-60s to low 70s southwest, and tonight, we're in the upper teens and low 20s. Low to mid-80s south-central, upper 20s and low 30s overnight. Mid-80s in the southeast counties this afternoon, and upper 30s and low 40s overnight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest has been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on select, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract was within 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultravox, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight highs. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dixon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856.25. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780.75. December up 1/4, 799.5. September corn up 12.25, 620.75. March up 10.75. August soybeans up 58.5, 1678. November up 34.5.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services, sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.